From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Four hospitals come under attack. The United Nations says nearly 50 people were killed in missile attacks on medical facilities in northern Syria Monday. The U.S. State Department condemned the attacks. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called them a blatant violation of international law. A 30-bed hospital run by Doctors Without Borders was destroyed. Three other medical facilities were damaged by what rebels say were targeted airstrikes by the Assad regime. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters take the town of Azaz, located in Syria near the Turkish border. Turkey shelled the U.S.-backed Kurdish People's Protection Unit's fighters several times in recent days. Davutoglu warned that if the Kurds do not withdraw from a nearby air base, then Turkish forces will make it, in his words, unusable. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to welcome the leaders of all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations to California for a summit meeting. Mr. Obama said the ASEAN leaders will meet for 2 days discussing a wide range of issues: territorial disputes in the South China Sea and China's increasing activities will be a key topic. Leaders will also discuss North Korea's recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Ugandan police detained opposition candidate Kizza Besigye in the capital Kampala Monday. The arrest came as Besigye was campaigning ahead of Thursday's presidential elections. Witnesses said police fired tear gas at a Besigye event and took him into custody. He was then taken to another location and freed. This is VOA News. The ball is now in the court of Libya's internationally recognized parliament in Tobruk to approve or vote down a newly named 18-member government. Edward Uranian reports.
Arab media reported tensions during a parliament debate Monday on whether to approve the government proposed by Prime Minister-designate Fayez al-Sarraj. He insists the new 18-member cabinet is broadly based, though it is smaller than a 32-minister panel voted down by Parliament last month. Sarraj says the new ministerial council is composed of 13 ministers with portfolios and 5 ministers of state. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A close aide, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, says he is very positive that direct peace talks with Taliban insurgents will take place before the end of this month. Afghanistan's newly appointed ambassador to Pakistan, Omar Zaghilwal, says efforts are underway to determine the venue for the meeting. Thousands of indigenous Mexicans gathered in a sports field in the state of Chiapas, where Pope Francis will preside over a mass conducted in 3 local languages. Francis arrived by aircraft Monday in the Mexican mountain town of San Cristobal de las Casas. Former U.S. President George W. Bush will re-enter the American political scene to try to boost his brother Jeb's bid for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. The former president has stayed away from politics since leaving office in 2009. He is planning to appear at a nighttime rally to support Jeb Bush's flagging campaign Monday in the Atlantic coastal state of South Carolina, where Republicans are holding a key presidential primary on Saturday. 2 days after the death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, the path to installing a successor remains murky. President Barack Obama says he will nominate a new justice in due time, but the Senate's Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says his chamber will not act to ratify any candidate named by Mr. Obama, preferring to leave the post open until a new president takes office in January 2017. The White House signaled Monday that the president would not wait until Congress is out of session and make a recess appointment, an action that would infuriate the Republican-led legislative branch. Bosnia has formally submitted an application to become a part of the European Union. President Dragan Kovic submitted the paperwork to become a member of the 28-nation European bloc Monday in Brussels. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.